Hello Stars, a Tin Candles horror story. Please take care of yourself and check the content warnings for each episode. Listener discretion is advised.
The thunder believes it has a song to sing, and the distant shore doesn't feel so distant, and we see Brother Reggie rising from the mud like Adam. As Mother Holly looks on, the garden is not good. In the distance, the reporter Zoe Glass is getting further and further away. Reggie is holding a cell phone, like an original sin. And everything else in all of creation feels like it's ever present, ever watching. A cloud of witnesses whispering softly, "Not like this."
Brother Reggie?
Mother, Holly,
what
we
is
got,
that?
Look, I know we're not supposed to have these. We got bigger problems. We need to go to Father Cathedral.
Who? What was that?
Look, there's a lot of stuff going on.
I need you to. Can you please explain something?
Yes, I can. Okay, look. It's my job to make sure that we're safe. And sometimes I know it's against the rules. We're not supposed to have contact with the people from the outside. But the fact of the matter is, the people from the outside want to interact with us. And so sometimes, you know, I just... I'm doing my best to try to keep them out. But right now, we
have... Did you bring the reporter?
Did I bring the... hell no, absolutely not. I did not bring...
It seemed like... They knew you, so...
Because that little rat keeps trying to come into here. Like, this is... It's not the first time he's tried to sneak
Brother,
in.
Brother Reggie, I think you're right. I think we need to talk to Cathedral.
Mother Holly, if you could roll me 9d6 in an attempt to glean an insight into Brother Reggie...
No sixes, no ones.
These things are true. The world is dark.
There are noises coming from below the ground.
I was mysteriously absent from dinner last night.
There's a flock of vultures just outside the compound.
I have the missing gun.
There is a bunker beneath Cathedral's cabin.
Cathedral saw me secretly about a week ago.
Sister Henrietta was supposed to be the Lightbringer.
And we are alive.
Reggie, what emotion or sense are you trying to convey with your words as you are hiding what you are hiding?
I know that there's a lot that I do that is secret for a reason, out of necessity, to be able to protect these people. And honestly, right now, I cannot get into the complex web that helps hold all of this together. No matter how much I respect Mother Holly, but right now this could potentially fuck everything. We need to focus, and we need to focus on what matters. And this phone, my contacts, none of that matters if everything goes to shit. Mother Holly, you just gotta listen to me, all right? We can talk about this as much as you want later.
We're going to talk to Cathedral.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay.
Sister Angela, Brother Laramie, where do we find the two of you?
I think we're walking to what we know to be sort of the main cabin. It's where Sister Henrietta will see us and take audiences from members of the community, those who have to speak to or want to convey things to Father Cathedral.
Laramie, holding the piece of wood above our heads until we get there. I imagine the cabins have like a porch area, a covered porch area. And so once we're underneath it, as you continue to sort of step forward towards the door, Laramie stops. It probably doesn't take both of us to deliver this letter. Do you want me to wait for you here, or?
Do you not want to come inside?
Oh, I don't think Cathedral wants to see me. I'm just me. I'm just Brother Laramie, so.
Brother Laramie, there is no such thing as just you. You are just as important as any one of us.
I think his eyes, like, shoot to the ground when you say that. And he sort of half turns on the porch. Thank you, Angela, Sister Angela, thank you. I think today is so, it's just so big. And I'm sure I could serve a better purpose elsewhere right now, but, maybe I can go find a better way to keep us out of this rain other than this piece of wood.
All right, if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to stop you. It's fine. I'll be all right on my own.
The lightning flashes again as Sister Angela turns to head inside. Brother Laramie, you see it light the color in her eyes. Why the fuck are you here at the distant shore?
Laramie is here right now because he desires distraction. I think that every minute that passes, every hour, is just an increasing sense of pressure. Pressure that maybe some might call spiritual, maybe some might call emotional, or maybe it's just something that he has self-imposed, but he feels it, and he does not want to process that or deal with it, so he just wants to be distracted. And he wants to be distracted by the mundane. And so he is there, and he watches Sister Angela go inside, and he stands on that porch. I think that as he's standing there and hearing the rain, I think he hears something, a sound that doesn't make sense.
Before you roll 8d6, are you looking for a distraction from yourself or for yourself?
From himself. Eight D six. that's not the name. Oh, holy shit. I rolled 4 sixes and one.
So that is a success, and our dice pool moves down to 7 for the scene. Why don't you describe the sound to us and what it could mean?
It is the sound of scratching against wood and the sound of whimpered talking. And he's looking around because outside of the porch he's standing on, it is soil on the floor and rain on the roof. And that sound should not belong in the direction that he is looking.
Mother Holly and Brother Reggie see you and begin to approach, as Sister Angela steps inside. Sister Angela, you see Sister Henrietta, or Hen, as she bustles through this space, preparing for tonight's breaking of bread.
Sister?
Blessed day to you, Sister Angela. Doesn't the rain feel different, knowing we are filled with joy and purpose?
Indeed it does. Are you in need of any assistance? I'm happy to help.
Nothing but grace, but I have twice my share. A blessing to know this journey will soon end and also begin. Do you have any news of Brother Reggie? I've been waiting for the vegetables for the feast tonight. We'll need a splendid meal this evening, for we still have bodies, do we not?
Yes, I suppose we do, but I do come with news, but it's, is Father Cathedral, I know he must be very busy in preparation with tonight, but I do have news to share that might be of interest to him.
I'm sure all your news is of interest to the Father. If you'd like, and you feel it appropriate, I could be so bold and step into his quarters and ask if he would like to be disturbed by you today.
Could you? I mean, would you mind? It is important. I wouldn't ask otherwise. I hate to be a bother.
Of course, Sister Angela. Father is ever gracious.
Thank you, Sister.
I'll be just a moment. Clean off your shoes a little, if you would.
Hi, I'm Maia, and this is Maia's Game Room, a narrative actual play anthology featuring short-form, story-driven TTRPGs. Each season tells a new story using a different rules-light system brought to life with sound design, editing, and emotional-rich roleplay. So, if you love cinematic storytelling and character-driven drama, come check out Season 1, set in the haunting world of the Electric State RPG. Just search Maia's Game Room wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Brother Laramie?
Hello. Mother, Brother Reggie, good to see you again, this morning. I was just heading off. I just, helped walk Sister Angela over here.
Well, I think it might be better if we stick together. And Holly's eyes shift over to Reggie.
Yeah, there's some, there's just some stuff we need to talk about, you know, big day and everything, and some stuff that I think the Father should know, and I imagine we'll just come with us.
He considers defiance, and his foot slides away from the building for a moment, and he looks down at the ground and then looks back at Reggie and thinks better of it for the moment. Sort of fixes his waistband on his pants, pulling up. His hands kind of go behind him under his shirt and pull up there. Okay, yeah, I'll follow in, I guess.
I imagine that this cabin has a bit of a step up into it. She, with one hand resting upon her belly, raises the other for assistance to take the step into the building.
Yeah, Laramie offers his hand and helps you up.
Brother Reggie, could you roll me 7d6 to see if a sound also catches your attention?
Oh, okay, 1611. Not that bad.
That is a success, and our dice pool moves down to 6 for this scene. You hear the same sound of rough scratching and a whimper over the thunder and the rain. It would appear to be coming from behind one of the many empty cabins.
I look around to, you know, tracking the sound, and once I have a general sense of where it is, if I had more time, I'd look at it right now, but we don't have that time, so it goes on a mental checklist, on the long, long list of shit that needs to be done today.
I think Laramie, after helping Mother Holly up the stairs, sees you and sees your eyes sort of go in that direction. Brother Reggie, I noticed it too. But I'm sure it's nothing, and I'm sure it's something that I can handle. You have more important things to do. Just you take Mother Holly inside. I'll go figure out what that is.
I take a moment to look you over, appraising you.
Well, damn it. All right, that'll... Okay, just go check it out. You know, there was a goddamn journalist around here not too long ago. Might be same one, maybe a different one, or maybe just one of those damn squirrels. Just check it out. Don't... Okay. Yeah, just stay safe.
Yeah, of course.
Brother Reggie and Mother Holly enter the community center and see Sister Angela waiting to have a private moment with Father Cathedral. Brother Laramie, how do you move through the rain as you investigate?
I think that Laramie in this moment is just chasing distraction again. And so he's not concerned with being stealthy or being careful. He is just gonna go look.
And you find Neil Cassidy, tears coming down his young, faithful face as a rusty hacksaw in his hand is red and moving, and he's trying to break a body down to smaller sections. There is a broken camera nearby, and he is whimpering to himself.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Laramie stands in shock for a moment. His hand, his right hand, his dominant hand, moves back towards the back of his waistband again, and he says, "What the fuck, Neil?"
He tried to climb into Cathedral's cabin, and I hit him with a rock, but he fell, Laramie. He just fell.
So you're fucking cutting him up?
I don't know. I thought we could bury it or throw him in the ocean. I don't know.
Grabs Neil by the back of his shirt collar and, like, stands him up. You fucking moron. Do you know what Reggie's gonna do when he finds out what you did?
He doesn't have to know if he doesn't have to.
You're fucking taking pieces and putting them in different places. Neil, that's not quick work. That's not smart. You are covered in blood right now.
Well, maybe you could help me.
I'm not fucking helping you. This is your mess, and you will clean it, and you will do it right. Today is Cathedral's fucking birthday. We are about to travel, and you have the blood of some innocent person on your hands. What the fuck do you think is going to happen?
I'll be forgiven.
Forgiveness. Fix your mess, Neil.
I will. And he saws away, the rain heavy, the pool around him light pink and filled with parts that shift and parts that spread.
Laramie goes around the corner and just chuckles in disbelief. Like, what the fuck? And tries to consider what to do. Reggie has not looked calm or safe or approachable one time today. And Laramie doesn't want to test his luck. But he also doesn't want to deal with this. This is not something he wants to be a part of. And he would absolutely like to forget with everything else that's going on. So I think he just considers. He stands there for a minute and he considers, because he knows, Reggie knows where he went. He told him what he was going to go check. He's going to ask for an answer. He's going to want to know what's going on. And so the best solution he can think of is just to tell him the truth.
Would you like to roll me 66 before we move into the community room?
I would love to. Two sixes, no ones.
A full success. You definitely recognize the sound of a drone. And we move into the community room. Mother Holly, you see Sister Angela sitting in the chair waiting for Cathedral, in the same chair where you usually sit when you're waiting for Cathedral.
I feel like seeing this makes me feel oddly uncomfortable, and I think that causes a weird twist within her chest. She never liked being the light bringer, but knowing that that's her spot. Sister Angela.
Mother Holly. Do you need to sit? Are you feeling well?
I'm fine. Is everything okay?
I have some news to share with Father Cathedral.
It seems we all do.
Oh, look how you've all gathered. I'll go back and let the Father know that all of you are here. One moment.
Thank you. Are you all right, Brother Reggie?
Oh, No, I'm not. I'm going to be quite honest with you, Sister Angela. Things are not great right now, and there's a situation that is rapidly getting worse, I'm afraid, that we should deal with sooner rather than later.
Brother, you always work too hard.
Oh, everything I do, you know, I do for us. But seriously, there is a rather troubling incident that I think the Father would rather much know, again, sooner rather than later, so that action can be taken, and so that such catastrophe could be avoided if at all possible.
Do you need to sit down?
Like a dark thought escaping her mind, you hear Holly say out loud, "Should we delay?"
Well, you know, I mean, ultimately that's going to be up to Father, and I'm hoping not, but, again, this is kind of, time is ticking.
Hello, yes, Father Cathedral knows you're all here, and he would like to spend time with you first, Sister Angela.
All right, I'll be quick. I'll be.
You'll be as long as he wants you for.
I'm so sorry, Sister.
Yes.
No, I'm sorry, Sister Angela. Sister Henrietta. I'm truly the situation that I'm dealing with right now is perhaps like a higher priority. I'm sorry, Sister Angela. I'm not saying that anything that you're saying is not important. But there is a particular matter that does involve the safety of all of us.
Brother Reggie, just so I can be clear in spirit and clear in intention, you would like me to go tell Father Cathedral on his birthday that he should prefer your company to that of Sister Angela.
Well, it's... So when you frame it like that, it feels bad, but I'm not necessarily saying that he's spent time with me. It's more that there's a situation that does involve all of us, and if action isn't taken immediately, the repercussions could be rather bad for all of us. The feds know. The feds know, and they're on their way.
What?
And outside, we hear the sound of a drone moving through the trees. Wildlife is following it with their eyes. Brother Laramie, you hear it over the saw of bone and intestines as someone else begins a journey tonight.
I know that I hear the drone. Do I see it as well?
Why don't you roll me 66 to see what you see?
1-1 and no sixes. So I am going to burn my vice. So Laramie's vice is that he's arrogant. And I think his arrogance shines through because he feels like he can find anything.
If you could re-roll that one, Brother Laramie.
That's a 4.
These things are true. The world is dark. All of this happens at the same time. Sister Henrietta returns looking scolded and shamed and guides you all into Father's private quarters. Brother Laramie, there are things you do not see, but you do see a single drone hovering above the community hall, taking its time, taking everything in over the sound of Neil's faithful work and the tear-filled whispers.
When we enter this room, Cathedral first looks at Angela.
The reporter's body isn't the only one that litters this campus.
Father Cathedral already knew about the feds.
Neil will quickly become a danger to us all.
The drone does not belong to the feds.
Everyone believes that Father Cathedral is telepathic.
And we are alive.
The camera fades and returns to not too far away, a field just a few miles out where two bodies lay face down in the mud, their suitcases fallen and open nearby as a dozen figures in trench coats and Kevlar vests take pictures and look to the west in the direction of the distant shore.